Once upon a time, there was a little kid walking down the street.
My name's Lucy.
She came upon a frog in the middle of the sidewalk.
Ribbit. Hello, little frog.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
You are?
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Ribbit. 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 Ribbit.
I guess it's all in how you look at it.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
This little kid had a very special talent. She could speak fluent frog.
Well, it was very nice talking with you, little frog. I hope everything works out okay for you today. You have a good one, all right?
Ribbit.
What the two of them were talking about, I guess we'll never know. So no, pornography isn't the problem. Strident feminists are fine with pornography. It's the porn industry that's the problem. The whole thing is as offensive, sclerotic, depressing, emotionally bankrupt, and desultory as you would expect a wildly unregulated industry worth an extremely conservative estimate $30 billion to be. No industry ever made that amount of money without being superlatively crass and dumb. But you don't ban things for being crass and dispiriting. If you did, we'd have to ban the Greg's Mega Sausage Roll first, and we would have a revolution on our hands.